We are looking from Canto 4, verse number, chapter number 26 and verse number 11. King Puranjan goes to the forest to hunt. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tataha Kshut Trut Parishranto Nivritto Graham Evan Krita Snana Uchitaharaha Samvivesha Gata Klamaha. These verses, like Bhagavad Gita, so many verses are there in Bhagavad Gita. They are in Anushtubh lyric. And Anushtubh lyric is the best lyric for increasing our devotional tendencies. See, the lyric is like this. See. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Tata Kshatrat Parishanto. Please be clear. Tata Kshatrat. Kshutrut, Kshutrut, Parishranto, Tata Kshutrut, Parishranto, Nivritto, Graham Evan, Tata Kshutrut, Parishranto, Nivritto, Graham Evan. Krutasnana uchitahara samvivesha gataklama. Can you see? You can put the table bit ahead. Tata kshatrut parishranto Nivritto Graham Evan Krutasnano Chitahara Samvivesha Gataklamaha Tata Kshatrut Parishanto Nivritto Graham Evan Krutasnano Chitahara Samvivesha Gataklamaha Tata Kshatrut Parishanto Nivritto Graham Evan Krutasnano Chitahara Samvivesha Gataklamaha. Can you see? Yes, sorry. Tata Kshatrut Parishanto Nivritto Graham Evan कृतस्नानोचिताहार संविवेशगतक्लमः. तथा श्रुतृशान्तो निवृत्तो ग्रामेव्यान् कृतस्नानोचिताहार विवेशागतक्लमः. परिशान्तो निवृतो ग्रामेवान् हारः कृतस्नानोचिताहार संविवेशगतकुलमः. तथा क्षुत्वरिशान्तो तथा श्रुत शांतो गृहमेवान् कृतस्नानोचिताहारः ततः देर आफ्टर क्षुत बाय हंगर थ्रुट थर्स्ट परिश्रांतः बीइंग टू फटिग निवृत्तः हैविंग सीज्ड ग्रहम एवान केम बैक टू हिज होम कृत taken, snana, bath, uchit ahara, exactly required, foodstuffs, samvivesha, took rest, gata klama, free from all fatigue. Translation by Sri Prabhupada, Sri Prabhupada ki. Please repeat. After this, the king, very much fatigued, hungry and thirsty, returned to his royal palace. After returning, he took a bath and had an appropriate dinner. Then he took rest and thus became free from all restlessness. Again, after this, the king, very much fatigued, hungry and thirsty, returned to his royal palace. After returning, he took a bath and had an appropriate dinner. Then he took rest and thus became freed from all restlessness. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Please hear. A materialistic person works throughout the whole week very, very hard. He is always asking, where is money, where is money? Then at the end of the week, he wants to retire from these activities and go to some secluded place to rest. King Puranjan returned to his home because he was very much fatigued from hunting animals in the forest. In this way, his conscience came to stop him from committing further sinful activities and make him return home. In Bhagavad Gita, materialistic persons are described as duskritina, which indicates those who are always engaged in sinful activities. When a person comes to his senses and understands how he is engaging in sinful activities, he returns to his conscience, which is herein figuratively described as the palace. Generally, a materialistic person is infected by the material modes of passion and ignorance. The results of passion and ignorance are lust and greed. In the life of a materialistic activity means working in lust and greed. However, when he comes to his senses, he wants to retire. According to Vedic civilization, such a retirement is positively recommended, and this portion of life is called Vanaprastha. Retirement is absolutely necessary for a materialist person who wants to become free from the activities of a sinful life. King Puranjan's coming home, taking bath and having an appropriate dinner indicate that a materialistic person must retire from sinful activities and become purified by accepting a spiritual master and hearing from him about the values of life. If one would do this, he would feel completely refreshed, just as one feels after taking a bath, after receiving initiation from a bona fide spiritual master. One must abandon all kinds of sinful activities, namely illicit sex, intoxication, gambling and meat eating. The word uchita ahara used in this verse is important. Uchita means appropriate. One must eat appropriately and not take after food as hogs take after food. For a human being, there are eatables described in Bhagavad Gita in 17:8 as uchita ahara, or food in the mode of goodness. One should not indulge in eating food in the modes of passion and ignorance. This is called uchita ahara, or appropriate eating. One who is always eating meat or drinking liquor, which is eating and drinking in passion and ignorance, must give these things up so that his real consciousness may be awakened. In this way, one may become peaceful and refreshed. If one is restless or fatigued, one cannot understand the science of God, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1:2:20. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogatha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Unless one can become free from the influence of passion and ignorance, he cannot be pacified. And without being pacified, one cannot understand the science of God. King Puranjan's returning home is indicative of man's returning to his original consciousness, known as Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is absolutely necessary for one who has committed a lot of sinful activities, especially killing animals or hunting in the forest. Jai Sri Prabhupada ki Jai. Om Adhyana Timirandasya Nanandana Kaya Tasmai Sri Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Namo Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Yutapadakamanam Sri Gurun Vaishnavasya Sri Rupam Pridatam Saganrakunathan Vitam Tam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Krishna Padan Nandasi Viran. Hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namaste, Tukanchana, Yorangi, Dhavaneshwari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama Jai Shri Prabhupada ki Jai. Sri Krishna Sharanam Samasta Jagatam Krishnam Vinakar. gati
krishnam
vina
ka
gati
krishnam
vina ka gati krishnena pratihanyate kalimalam krishnaya karyam namaha krishnatrasyati kalabhima bhujago krishnasya sarvam vase krishne bhaktir khandita bhavatu me bho krishna tvam eva asraya bho krishna tvam eva asraya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This is the first sentence, beautifully written. A materialistic person works throughout the whole week. Very, very hard, you know. He is always asking, where is money, and where is sense gratification? There is again addition. So we are running after this, you know. During the day when we are engaged in our prescribed duties, our position also becomes like this. But devotee is a special thing. Devotee, the meaning of devotee means we have devoted to the Supreme Absolute Truth. Otherwise, if you devote to anything else, that will be really producing reaction and fatigue. And when the metal is fatigued, you know, many times these aeroplanes, they crash down, and the reason is given that mental fatigue. You heard about mental fatigue? That metal gets tired of ferrying the passengers and it gives off, you know. There's mental fatigue, and that fatigue is in us also. Daily we are fatigued, yeah. Because this lump, material lump we are carrying, and it's the nature of the material lump. Dhautatma Sri Krishna Pada Moolam Na Manchari. Very easy Bhagavad Gita. So nice to remember a few words in here. Dhaut Atma. Dhaut means dhoya hua atma. Cleansed. When the soul is completely forced to get rid of these material hankerings. Dhaut Atma, then what he does? That soul, Sri Krishna Pada Moolam Na Munjari. Padmulam, the lotus feet of Krishna, never leaves Namunchati. Sarva Klesha Parimukta, that is the effect of it. She is highly logical. Vyas Bhagavan must be very logical, psychiatric. He knew how we condition souls who couldn't understand. For she says that we have to cleanse our heart, cleanse our Atma and Paramatma. Paramatma is already clean. Because the presence of Paramatma, the soul is so very tiny, that it's bound to be covered by these irregular activities. And so that's why super soul never leaves it. And because the presence of super soul is there, he stays in our heart, but is never touched by our lust and greed or lower modes. He is never touched. The Prabhupada was giving one example very nice. That the iron rod, you know, iron rod is iron rod, you know, black and rusted, whatever. But in the association of fire, iron rod becomes very hot. It's red hot, you know. And that iron rod doesn't act as iron rod when he acts as a fire. Iron rod doesn't have the capacity of fire. There is definitely, you know, isn't it? Iron rod is iron rod. It doesn't have fire. By the constitutional position of iron rod is gross. It doesn't have any quality of fire. But as soon as it associates with the blazing fire, it becomes red hot. And till it is red hot, it will act as a fire. As soon as it gets cold, again it loses the potency. This should be our position also. That every second of our existence, this cleansing process must go on. As soon as this process is stopped, we are victimized by the lower moods. And then once we are victimized by the lower moods, the highly elevated living entity also, we are sort of surprised that how can they behave in this way. But the root cause is that the cleansing process stops. And this process should continue according to our condition. Otherwise, as soon as the association of the fire is not there, the iron rod comes back to iron rod. And that is what happens to us also. Till you are with these things, that's why the Prabhupada has given daily Mangalarti, daily Bhagavatam, daily chanting, daily these activities. And this is the right time. In the morning, early in the morning, we should have these classes as long as possible. Suppose on Saturday, Sunday, you are free, sit for 4 hours and go through these things. Don't get tired of these things. We should be exhausted by the things which are not recommended by Shastra. Then we should completely fade up. Only to the limited extent we should touch those activities. This is practical. You touch more than that, you are bound to be consumed. We have to stay in our material life. We have material body, so we have our own necessities. So to that extent, we touch. It's very difficult to understand this point. But we have so many other desires, and we have innumerable desires. We are just consumed. And the years and years and years are gone. Just this. And then we are surprised that since last so many years, I'm chanting, nothing is happening. We get fed up, and then again go back to the material consumption. This, please be patient regarding this. We should not behave like that insect, you know, it falls down in the lamp. The lamp is burning, oil lamp is burning. And that one will again and again fall down into it. Till it's burned, his body is burned. Again it comes out, again it goes. Till he dies, he goes there. This is our condition also. However hard we try to understand, so many purports are there, so many instructions are there. But our life is very dirty inside. We may put on our devotee's clothes or whatever, but please, may Lord bless us and provide us grace, that we may improve sometime. I don't know how to request you, the people. We are all situated in different age groups. But it doesn't matter what age group you are in. Please, please, this is the only way. And as soon as you na munchati, and that verse is very good. Dhavutatma Sri Krishna Pada Mulam na munchati. And this is cleansing process. Chaito Darpana. What is it? We are seeing daily. What is it? And you are dirty. You are dirty. Sings very nice. Read the translation also. But nothing goes in here. Chaito Darpana Marjana Bhava Mahadavagini Nirvabana. Just by chanting his names, our mirror of the heart is completely cleansed. Bhava Mahadavagni, the materialistic Mahadavagni, great fire, blazing fire, the material desires, is completely extinguished. But Ihajinu Nandraga again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that you are very merciful to me to hand over this nice culture to me. But I am unfortunate, I don't have any attraction to it. So with all the materialistic tendencies, please some time of the day, at least you should spare 1 hour completely free. You have 24 hours. Set out 1 hour. Once one devotee wrote to Sri Prabhupada, he said, when I was in the temple, I was serving, I was chanting my rounds, I was very happy. Now I am married, I don't have any time. I have to work hard, very hard. The Prabhupada wrote him back, that means you have 24 hours. Set out some time. You use 23 hours in your nonsensical activities. The activities which doesn't require attention, our attention, we think that it requires our attention. This is the foolishness. Prakritehe kriyamanani kunahi karmani sarvasya. We are not needed at all for these activities. They just go on. Prakriti. According to three modes of material nature, all the activities are going on. So many pilots might be dying daily, isn't it? The planes are flying. So many businessmen might be dining. All the shops are open. Never is closed. This is the thing. We are here even when the activities go on. We are not here even then. And our family matters also. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. Unless we poke our nose into it. And again we are hit on the nose. But even then, again poke. Hare, come. Hit and it goes away. Comes to the temple. But again and again you go into it. This is Sri Krishna Pada Mulam Namunchari. Once we recognize this importance of this, our body itself is not in our hands. We eat prasadam. Who knows how it is digested? What are you doing for digestion? We don't know. Once we put the food inside, we don't know what is happening to it. And if we have vomit, you know, we know what is happening to it. How obnoxious that material is. You may eat puri and shrikhand. But in the end, the chicken will be completely obnoxious smell. We should be satisfied with the required eatables only, and that too regulated. Otherwise, everything is going to be very obnoxious in the body. And the eatables, the smell of eatables, we cannot bear. I have eaten the chicken and puri and whatnot. And if it comes out, I can't bear it. So how can your body bear? The body has to bear the smell, isn't it? Have you thought over it again? Any time? When the body is completely filthy. And this body, which is filthy, how can it be guaranteed? With filth, everything goes rotten. Isn't it? That's our experience. With this filthy smell, everything goes rotten. So what guarantee is there that your body will continue? And it is continuing only because of the Krishna's mercy. Otherwise, with all this filth inside, you can't survive. And day in and day out, we think that I'm going to get up tomorrow. I'm going to this tomorrow, a week after. Please. The way out of it is that at least some time must be reserved. We may not be able to devote 24 hours. If you can devote, so far so better. But if you can't do it, then at least some time must be seriously utilized into this devotional service, which is based on the foreground of, what is it? Full knowledge combined with material detachment, and which is fixed by the for God. You are a rascal, man. this sentence, please remember. Devotional service is our goal. We want to go back to Krishna. So devotional service must be there. And service it is again. There's so much to be done here. Cooking is going on, cleaning is going on, everything is going on. And we are, say, so many people, we are staying here. So we have to be conscious of it also. So everything goes on. This, then devotional service must be based on the foreground of full knowledge. This is full knowledge. That man, you are putting your food stuff inside, and that we cannot trace back. The food stuff which you have relished, you can't trace it back. So that filth, what will we doing in our intestines? And therefore, the irregulate food habits, they create ulcers and cancers and so many things. I don't want to say that those who eat prasadam or regulated food, they don't have the sickness. But the ratio of sickness is more in the persons who take the irregulated food. And this is very easy. This is the foreground of knowledge. What's difficult in understanding this? Anybody can claim that I am a king and my food will not be obnoxious. It's without exception, this is truth. Why can't we develop the transcendental intelligence and think about these things? And we take it for granted that I am going to survive. Not a single second you can survive without His mercy. And the things which are going on inside is inconceivable. And in that, then again, the production of the byproducts goes on, dwindling is going on, sickness is going on, growth is going on. This is beyond our control. Our own existence is beyond our control. And this, because our own existence is beyond our control, so how can you control the other living entity's existence? We are not trying to lord it over. And however we try, we may love our children. Okay, the children has to eat. They have to have the filthy material in the body. They have to have all the machinery. And if the Krishna is not kind, then they will die through the filthy material. You know, as soon as Krishna wants to withdraw the soul in the super soul, this filthy material is the cause of our death. We only survive till He has sanctions it. And here, we can't avoid Him. That's the point. This is foreground of knowledge. This house looks beautiful because it has a foreground. Or many palaces are there, buildings are there, nice garden is around. Foreground helps the house to look very beautiful. So our devotional service also should be beautiful. So it must have the full foreground, the full knowledge. And this is only one part of the knowledge. So only I am giving you the temporary nature of the body. And completely, unexpectedly, this body will have to leave. That's for certain. Because nobody can improve the situation of the food which you have eaten. Nobody, it's beyond our control. There is no exception. And if there is no exception regarding this, how can we divide ourselves? At least the humankind, human being, they must be all together to understand these things. This is Sanatana. This is eternal. And as soon as you come to this knowledge, then that knowledge will give you the impetus to go to Krishna, who is without any material, who cannot be affected by the great five elements or subtle elements or whatever. He is completely transcendental. That is the meaning of transcend. He doesn't worry about eating food or digesting food, nothing at all. We are nourished by devotional service. You don't know that. There is no need of too much of food. Little here and there is enough. But you completely, always we are nourished by the devotional service. And this is to recognize His importance for our nourishment. And wherein we go wrong, then for our nourishment, we may depend upon so many people. This is the result of it. This is foreground of knowledge. And because we are nourished, it's known as portion, and there is a whole Bhagavatam section. It is known as portion. Pushti it is called. And this Andhra Sampradaya, you know, we have another Vallabha Sampradaya. There are many Indian people, they belong to Vallabha Sampradaya. They call it Pushti Marg. Pushti Marg means they know definitely that they are getting nourishment from Krishna. And to that extent they are effulgent. But this is a real knowledge. And as soon as you don't forget of this, then we have to go to Him to get our whole body in order. That goes without saying. And that's why it is very much essential that the curative process in the body, we must never stop. There is curative process here. We eat hard food. It must have scratches in our food pipe and so many scratches in our intestines and so many blood may be flowing, you know. Don't know really what is what. And this all repairing work is going on. Have you seen any garage where the intestines are repaired? And every day they go going around. Every day. Not a single moment they are in order. They can be only in order if our attention is diverted from the intestine to Krishna. Otherwise you cut it. There was one devotee with us in Bhaktivedanta manner. Every 15 days he would have a stomach operation. And how many times I told him, have you any stomach now to be operated? So many times he had operated. Halwa is best, so come on. Without discretion, we put the things in. And the less it goes, the better the body works. This is uchita ahara. No doubt we have to change the food habits from the obnoxious food, as it is mentioned in Mode of Ignorance of Passion, to the food only which is in mode of goodness. This goes without saying. But in the mode of goodness also, we have to worry about our stomach. Stomach is 6 inches, you know. You cannot stretch your stomach and make it 3 feet. No. Food may be free, or Jagjivan Prabhu supplies, you know, abundant food. But stomach is mine. That we forget. And this is because of the absence of this knowledge and the thinking about this knowledge and meditation. This is the right meditation. That you please meditate on these truths. That what our body is. This is the first thing. We must know that what instrument we are carrying. And why devotional service is so very important. And that is the reason of fatigue. And apart from this, again we are playing with our body and mind to follow the obnoxious paths. Again we are in the mode of ignorance. Too much anchoring is going on. Then so many illicit ideas are going on. We may not perform actual illicit sex or something. But the idea is there. To get rid of the idea, Vishaya Vinivartate Nirasadena, Rasavarjam Rasopyasa, Param Drishtva Nivartate. Unless we are really attached to Krishna, these ideas will not be clarified. And these ideas alone will kill us. That we don't know. This is foreground of knowledge. Everywhere, Krishna is a must. And what we do, that we brush him aside, and I am must. This is wrong thing. Please, please, hand over these things to him, and he will immediately manage. This, once we were in Bombay, you know, and we wanted to go by coach to Igatpuri, you know, near Kandala Ghat or whatever, you know Igatpuri. So the trains were full, you know. So we thought that we will go by coach. So we went to the near Dadar. There's a big road, you know. So many travel agencies are there. And I thought, now how to choose the travel agency which is good. So I thought that if there is Krishna's name, then that travel agency must be very good. So eventually we found out one, Manmohan agency. So I told, this is Krishna's agency, this should be all right. So we bought the ticket, so they saw our saffron clothes and he reduced 10 rupees. So I told them, I am correct now to come to the 10 rupees, well, less. 10 rupees in India is too big, you know. Anyway, so then we were waiting for coach. So I asked them, how many coaches you run? He said, our company runs 350 coaches. So I told, your owner must be bad, mad, you know. Where so much money is to be collected, and everywhere dishonesty is there. So your owner must be 24 hours busy in this, you know. We have 350 drivers, again cleaners, and it is a separate community, driver and cleaner. They are not in sane condition at all. Driver, if he is a sane driver, then we must be thanking God, you know, that Krishna, you have given a good driver. Otherwise, cleaners also. And then tickets and this and this, so much might be going on. So I said, yes, we have an office in our fort area. It's a big office, our 350 coaches. So, but he said that our owner of this whole concern only comes for 2 hours. I said, how in 2 hours he can manage? So he said that he has made one rule that nobody should say good morning or good night or good afternoon or whatever, but Jai Sri Krishna. So everywhere the big plaques are in the office, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. So everybody chants Krishna's name. So dishonesty is reduced. So as soon as they come to office, at least they have to chant Jai Sri Krishna, Jai. And every time we see, we read it, you know. That how Prabhupada wanted the all way, everywhere, mantra should be advertised. So this reduces. And then he said, in 2 hours, how can I? He said, he just hands you to her, and it depends upon the person, and everything is going on. And then I told, what is he doing after 2 hours? Is he going to bingo halls? What is it? So now he says, he has a mandir in the house. For the whole day he reads Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad. See, this is the truth. Everywhere you see, please, depending upon Krishna is really worth. And very rare living entity will do it. Otherwise, everywhere we think that I am prominent, and that's why it is going on. We are nothing really. Nothing. At the best, we can have 25 kilos of filth in our stomach. Nothing else. And he carries, and then he puts on shirt and tie, and on a stool there is a tie. Can you imagine? That stool must be very lucky to have the tie. Please, please, please. And this is not only for our entertainment. This class is not for our entertainment. We are happily discussing. That's the only thing. We are susukham kartam avayam. Everything susukham. With happy mood we should discuss. But the message is very serious. I don't know, we are all situated in different fields, but our all the habits must be free from mood of passion and ignorance, which is essential. Tadarajastamo bhava kamalobhadayashri rajantam abhav. The raj, there is mode of goodness and mode of passion and ignorance. They have concomitant factors in our practical life, and there is lust and greed. Hankering is there and greed is there. And greed is very subtle. Anywhere it will cling on. Anywhere. Pride is also very subtle. Anywhere it will cling on. And this is our main process, that the greed must be shredded all the time. All the time we should be very particular to get rid of the greed. We don't have anything, and even then we are greedy. And one thing I'll tell you, that greed destroys us. Whereas if you are not greedy, you may get more, and even then it would be used very nicely. These are very fine points in our practical life. And everything should be practically made possible. Otherwise these pages have no meaning really. These same things we read again and again and again and again so many times. What is there new that you should stop illicit sex, meat eating or gambling or whatever? What is the new indeed? We have heard since last 35 years, at least million times we have heard this. There is nothing new. But even then it doesn't sink in our mind. We may be able to stop the gross activities, but the subtle mind is working. And mind is the result of different thinkings and different hankerings and millions of lifetime is there. Because our devotional service was not complete, so we had to take the subtle body with us. Mind is an ego. So mind is our constant companion. And again ego is there. And that spoils the whole thing. How practically it is possible, we should think about it. And try to inculcate these things into the practical life. That is why we are here. Otherwise there is no need of being here. This is the necessity of the present chaos. The whole chaos is around us. And day by day, this chaos is increasing. And because the chaos is increasing, so we should prepare ourselves to digest these things and present it in a practical way according to time and circumstances. Prabhupada did it in his time, 40 years ago. Now it's our turn that we read it, we digest it, we accept Prabhupada, and then again try to propagate it in our own way. And that is what initiation means. We are already initiated by Vyasadeva. We are already initiated by Parampara. We are already initiated by Prabhupada. And some present guru might also be there. Please, this is the way. He says in second chapter of the first canto that how this initiation works. And he says, Yasvanu bhavam akhila shruti saram ekam. This is our initiation. Here, those people, Sva-anubhava, our own experience. We have all our own experience. You have different experience. You have different experience. She has different experience. Everybody is full of experiences. And then we have Shruti-sara. We have the essence of these scriptures ready. It doesn't matter whether it is the essence of Bible or whatever. Everything good is good. Good is no Christian good. Good is no Hindu good. Good is not Muslim good. Good is good. Good doesn't have any designations. The same way, essence belongs to everybody. And that's why it's Sanatan. This particularly here, you can see, in the pages, there is no material contamination. But one thing is definitely there, that this forces you to come out of your contamination. To that extent, the material contamination is described in these pages. Otherwise there is no need of it. You see any other magazine, we see thousands of it. They are all contaminated. All contaminated. What they are writing, they don't know. What they are presenting, they don't have any idea. And they think, though, my magazine is the best. Each company has a magazine. In the air companies have magazines. Tourist offices have magazines. But this reality is absent. Here, this Granthraj, only discusses the material matters because they want you to be very careful and get out of this contamination. To the extent you get out, your condition will be healthy. As soon as you go to the spiritual level, the condition is very healthy. As soon as you glide down to the material level, then only the condition is serious. Otherwise, our own constitutional position is best. The child is very happy with the mother. Even a mother may be poor, she might be busy, she might be dirty also, whatever. But he just goes to mother. Our constitutional position is completely pure. It's only contamination is here because of the lower modes. And if we are careful about that, then we will be completely pure. And at least this requires a hammering daily. So in the morning or evening or whenever you get time, please go through these things and think about these things. This is Padmoolam Namchari. We go again and again to the lotus feet of Krishna. And because you go again and again, he is helping us to get out of the contamination. And then the result is sarva klesha parimukta. Sarva klesha, all mental anguish goes away. Because of the contamination, the anguish is there. Otherwise there is no anguish. As soon as you come here, sarva klesha parimukta, you are completely off, completely away from the klesha, through the mental anguish. And as soon as you are away, panthasva sharanam yada, again he gives the same example. As this Puranjan came back to his house, took bath and had a bit of prasadam, and took rest, and he was fresh. The same way we also do. When we are tired, we go anywhere and lie down. So what is there, we don't know. But we lie down on the floor also, and we get refreshed. Then after that, some prasadam is there. Snan and this, etc. We get better. The same thing, then you have to take a bath in the pages of Bhagavatam. Water will not help us here. Because our miseries are more than dirty body. Dirty body cleaned may be cleaned by water. But dirty consciousness cannot be cleaned by water. If it had been possible, we would have put the consciousness also in the washing machines. It's not possible. So please wash your consciousness always, and may Lord help us to come to this conclusion. Hare Krishna. Jai. Prabhupada ki. Have any doubts? Studies ki. Jai. I remember to have seen you some. I have seen you pretty last time. Some mother, I remember. You are all right? You are all right all? Jai. You are all right? Yeah, nice. Do you want to ask anything? Oh, yes. Did not have to? Well, rest decreases if you are eager, you know. You know, somebody may promise you that he will give you $1,000,000 and at 2 a.m. you have to come. You will not sleep really. I am the first in the queue. Very eager to have. They were eager to have these things. And not only that, these things, but what Prabhupada had to gain? He wrote so many things just to elevate ourselves. Otherwise we will be getting rotten. We are sitting here few. It is because of His mercy. Otherwise we may not be seeing each other. And if you see at all, we don't recognize. It is only He gave us this nice association. And that's why He had to write so much. So much, all thousands of purports are full of it. How much He might have eagerly waiting for us to come together and discuss these things. He was always telling that I am writing my books, why you people are not reading? You know? So we devotees at least should sacrifice our rest and try to get. Think that you are getting $1,000,000. You know? And daily, if they promise that you'll be getting high salary, you know, maybe $10,000 per month, but you have to wake up from 12 to 8 o'clock in the morning. And he sits there, you know. Otherwise, 12 to 8 o'clock is the sleeping time. But for return, we are very eager. These highly elevated living entities, they did not have to achieve anything. They were already there. But they were merciful to the conditioned living entities like us. And that's why the rest was nil, really. Particularly Prabhupada, you know, many times he had to wake up at 10, 11 o'clock, the meeting will go on. And again at 1 o'clock, his light will be switched off. We are not yet that eager. We still think more years. Or great comfort is there from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says, Shuchi Matam Sri Matam Gehe Yoga Prashto Vijayate. If you can't complete the deadly family or the rich family. So we take comfort. Again I'll come back. In a saintly family, rich family. So this is the stretching of the laziness. So we really, from our heart, we don't want to complete. Again I will come back. Again I will buy Mercedes. Again I will be in Auckland or Wellington or whatever. There is no end to our foolishness. And that's why we are fatigued. We don't want to remember anything. So sleep. But if he wakes up, there is difficulty. So he prefers to sleep. Then there is no difficulty. As soon as he wakes up, then he has to find out the place. He has to find out prasadam. He has to work hard. So it's better to sleep. This is how we increase our rest. Please try to nourish this eagerness. And in this lifetime, today only we should be liberated. That's how we should be eager. So try to spend your time as much as possible with Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's so nice of you. Hare Krishna. Jai. Jai Jai Mataji. Pardon? Because it's Bhagavatam, you know, again. It clearly says that our prescribed duty, and we have chosen service. So any job done very nicely is our devotional service. No doubt chanting, reading, etc., darshan, kirtan, that is needed. But our day-to-day work, and we have chosen that we will serve Krishna. We may be in community where the service is required. So, always, whichever work devotee does, is always immaculately well. He does not have any other thing in mind. Nirashihi Shraddhayanvita, these two words are used there. Nirashihi means we don't have the fruits in mind. We may be getting, but that is not our mind. We love the job and this service. And the more you love your job, you will be liked by everybody. And every living entity wants to be liked by everybody. We hanker after it really. That we have unsatiable desire that I should be liked. If we are not liked, then we may not survive even. So they condemn these prisoners, you know. Nobody talk to them. If they talk to them, they talk very harshly. And within few months, they die. But they are rejected. So whatever. And on the other hand, the advanced country like America, they have a reformative process. So they praise them, you know. You know, this small boy, he may be naughty, but we may find out some good point in him and we praise him. Oh, you have drawn very nicely, you know. It may be a scratch, but we may tell him. Then next time he will be very careful to draw. He thinks that he is liked by somebody. This is how. You please encourage. Encourage them. I told GBC also that they should have an appreciative committee. There are so many committees, but there is no appreciation. Every day the work is going on very nicely. I learned that you are also doing very good job. Nobody knows out of Wellington that you are this group and nicely managed. We must have some appreciation for everybody. And the more we learn to appreciate, the things will be all right. Such a long day and such a worship and Mangalarti and cooking and so many problems we must have. Because it's the whole factory is going on. So without the problems, we cannot really live. Problems are there. But the appreciation, if is continuous, then we want to do whatever good we are doing. And even then the living entities will not appreciate your appreciation. Do you follow me? Even then they will not appreciate, because they are consumed by different desires. That is their position. But the heads of the community or temple or whatever, they should learn, heads of our whole institution should learn to find out some good things. And what is Bhagli Krishna, the Sati say, tells to Daksha, you know, and Daksha criticized his Shambhu the Shankar. So she said that you are a demon, the saintly person, find out some good quality and appreciate it. They may magnify the good quality. Whereas the demons find out the defects, they magnify the defects. So we should not be demons really. There is some mistake on our part, why the followers are not putting their heart. And there is definitely defects on their part also. See, so these discussions should be very friendly, family-like, and come together, try to be happy in whichever atmosphere we are in. We want something that I may be happy when I attain that. But here is Krishna's kingdom. Only Krishna manages this. And he acts according to his own will. And he is completely independent. But at the same time, he is very kind. And he is Trikala Jnani. He knows past, present and future. So exactly he gives us the position which is befitting for us. So this way, if the living entities understand, they will try to love the job they are doing. Gate shokona katavyo. Gate means past tense. Don't lament for the past tense. Everybody has a past, good or bad or whatever. Forget about, please. We can't do anything. Gate shokona katavyo. Then bhavishyam na chintayet. Future you don't worry about. Vartmaneshu pravadante vichakshanaha. Those who are intelligent, they only take care of the present tense. And this every living entity should understand. That now you can do whatever you are doing. And do it nicely. This is how. Otherwise we are shabby, you know. In everything we are shabby. So please try to be exactly like this. And we should be merciful to everybody except ourselves. You follow me? You should be merciful to everybody. That is the root of our culture. But don't be merciful to you. If you are merciful to you, means you will not get up at 8 a.m. If you are merciful, you may get up at midday. Oh, I am aching, this aching and that aching. No. You should stand up at 4 o'clock. But what happens that this doesn't come from our heart. And that's why we go wrong. Our position is that we have accepted this austerity voluntarily. Who forced you to do that? Nobody has forced. We have accepted voluntarily. So our work must be immaculate. Our all this sadhana should be immaculate. And the day we want to leave, who stops us? You go away. And go back to the rut. Those who are already gone, they are in a worse situation. And when they were with us, they were worshipped like a king. They had a golden taps in Italy. In bathroom, there were golden taps. And once our boy, like this boy, was with me. And so we went to see the bathroom. And he paid the obeisances there. You know? Well, he thought it's a temple. Hey, I said, what are you doing? Get. He said, it's a nice altar. And he went to see the altar and the shower was coming out. I mean to say, such a nice life was there. That they didn't lack anything. And even then they went to scratch. So living it is, you can forecast. But we can really worry about our own self. And then as soon as you improve, then it's our duty that Svanubhava is there. Shruti Sar is there. Yaha Svanubhavam Akhila, Shruti Saram Ekam. Everything is there. Combine, please, your experience and essence of the scriptures. And then the result is Adhyatma Deepam. Then the tinsel lamp is rekindled into your heart. It's already there. It's a rekindling process is there. Because your experience is joined with the Shruti Sar and the Adhyatma Deepam. And as soon as that lamp is lighted there, then Ati Titir Shatam Tamundam. Ati Titir Shatam means you can very easily cross over the blinded darkness of ignorance. This should be our way. And those who try this, they don't neglect their duties at all. There are no modes in between. Amicably, everything will be settled. There may be problems here and there. In our personal life, there is a problem. As I told you, the body itself is a problem. So there may be so many problems around us. But one great fortune is that we are really associated with a highly transcendentalist like Prabhupada. Please don't leave his literature. If you leave his literature, we are doomed. He only knows our nerve, and he cultivates us lovingly. And he has given everything in toto. There is nothing more to be given. So don't unnecessarily waver in your mind. And there is fixed attention, you know. Vyasayatmaka buddhi eke hai kurnandana. Our intelligence is only one. We don't have Ramayana. We don't have Mahabharata. We don't have Puranas. We don't have anything. We have his books. That's it. To this extent, we should be fanatic about him. And as soon as you go to him through his literature, still he is lovingly guiding us. Please, anytime you feel low, you open some book. Maybe keep small books with you. Message, gift, or path of perfection, or whatever. And just open it and read. Within no time you will be elevated. Please don't be dragged by the mood of ignorance and passion. It's very easy for me to say, but please, we have to pick up. And once we ourselves pick up, then the same light we can give to others. Otherwise, what is the defect of these young persons there running around you? They don't want to be more morose than what they are. So please, try to be this transcendent light like this. And everybody has a capacity. Everybody, same spark is there. Everywhere there is no difference between the spark. So whatever one living entity does, everybody can do. But our approach must be in a favorable way, and we should be very much able to help the public at large. They are suffering. And the mitigation of suffering, this is the only way. Ushanti na anyata. Na anyata. No, there is no other way to get rid of all these glaciers. Please. Again and again we have to hammer out these things and try to find out in our own way what is palatable for us and propagate, please. People may not hear. In the beginning they will not hear. But go on. Don't get discouraged. If you move house to house, maybe you move 50 houses, at least 2 houses will allow you in. Others will kick you out. Others, they may throw stones also. Doesn't matter. We just wind up. We are equally merciful to everywhere. So this way only it will work. And how can we do it? Unless we are immaculate in our jobs, work or service or whatever. So this is the root. The starting point is our immaculate work. And then everything will follow. So if you miss this first step, and you try to climb the staircase, eventually you will break your leg or whatever. This first step must be taken. And that starts from our own duties. Whatever duty Krishna has given us, he is giving us sufficient food, sufficient shelter, sufficient everything he has given. Now where lies the difficulty? Please think about this and you will be all right. So, yes, Bhagavad Gita.